Hey, it's Erin with this week's episode of Open Swim. I'm here with Matthew, Roberto, and Liz. Matthew and Roberto have put together an awesome show called Punks and Picks. It's going to be happening at Laser Wolf on January 11th. And Liz is from the band Bruvvy, who is an Open Swim alum. Thank you so much, everyone, for taking some time out today.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. So, Matthew and Roberto, first I'd like you to tell me how you guys came up with the idea to put together Punks and Picks.
Okay, well, Roberto and I met at a show about a year ago. We just kept running into each other at the same shows, taking pictures, caught up online, saw what each other was doing. And we ended up hanging out after a show real late night, like about a year ago. Talking about what else we could do and where else we could go with the scene and photography and the band. We really saw that we had an awesome scene. We thought ready to blow up. And so we thought it would be awesome if we could do an event that showcased live band photography, blown up, framed in a way that most people don't look at photography anymore because most people see it on their phones. So we thought we could blow it up, make it look really professional in a gallery type setting, and put on the most rockin' show that we could with the best band in cool location. And that would just get another spotlight on our local scene. And so we did a Punks and Picks one about 6 months ago, and it was more successful than we even imagined. And we were ready to do another one. So that's why we have Punks and Picks 2 coming up in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I had a chance to see the showing over at In Chahote Gallery from 6 months ago, and it was so great just checking out your work and really seeing, like you said, our local band showcased in a way that doesn't really happen nearly often enough. It's like you said, stuff gets put up online and in a couple days kind of forgotten about, so it's cool to have everyone come together in this way.
And that was the whole idea. Robert, anything to add on that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we just wanted to showcase all these great bands. I mean, we were shooting them week after week, and you know, bands like Bruvvy that, you know, just are so great and they can use any bit of exposure that I thought, or we thought, you know, we could give them. And, you know, posting it is one thing, but, you know, putting it on a wall and showing it in the proper settings, I think, was the right way to do it. And adding them to the bill and, you know, so people could say, hey, this is the band that's on the wall that's performing at the show. I think that kind of like makes it that much better.
Yeah, it ties everything in together so nicely.
Mm-hmm. And Roberto and I definitely, as photographers and music fans, just the images of our favorite bands growing up were so powerful. And to see them on our walls growing up, it just made sense to put these local bands who are rock stars in our eyes, to see them up on the wall. It just makes perfect sense.
Let's talk about the bands that are performing at this Punks and Picks event. How did you decide who was going to play and what styles of music, who's playing?
Well, Bruvvy is contracted to us forever now, so they're we are linked forever to Bruvvy because they are the baddest band. So that
we're not at liberty to discuss the details. But,
exactly. You know. It's a whole other interview.
Well,
but
having seen
going to be on our bill.
Having seen Bruvvy perform live myself, the energy that they bring to a performance is just unmatched. So it's definitely going to be a blast for people who are seeing it for the first time, and obviously people who are coming back after having seen them once know what the deal is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So
you guys,
Liz, we love you guys.
Aww. Oh, Liz is on the phone. Hold on.
Uh-oh. We got Bruvvy, who is a must. They're going to be at Punks and Picks 10, so don't worry about that. And then from Miami, we have Hot Tension, and I know I'm pronouncing it wrong, but I didn't take French. So we have Hot Tension, who are just a killer live band.
Awesome band.
And just atmospheric, a little surfy, but just always a dynamic performance. And we were lucky to snag Palomino Blonde, another amazing, totally rocking, heavy band from Miami.
Okay.
And when we were looking at the lineup, we just wanted the best bands that we knew were going to just put on an amazing show live, a lineup that hadn't played together before. What we really liked is that the lineups are diverse. Every band has guys and girls, right? Which we loved, is so inclusive about our scene. We just thought this line was just a perfect snapshot of what we have going on down here. And just wanted to showcase that.
Yeah, I definitely agree. You guys did a great job of pulling together different bands in different styles of music, but yet are very complementary to each other as well. So, Liz, tell us what is going on with Bruvvy. Give us an update on what you're working on.
Well, we just got out of the studio. It feels like we just got out of the studio. Realistically, it was like 3 months ago. We got to hang out with our sound engineer, Jose, for a week, and he, like, completely just destroyed all semblance of hope we had to be musicians and then built it back up. And now we feel like completely reborn, and we're waiting on the mixes right now. And I was told a couple weeks ago that early February is what we're looking at right now. So we're super excited to put out some music finally, because it's about to be our 1 year anniversary as a band, and we have nothing out. So we're very eager to do that.
Oh, yay. Congratulations. It's an exciting time for you as a band then. That's so cool.
Thank you. Yeah, no, we're super stoked. We're stoked to kick off the year with Matt and Rob. You know, they've been there from the beginning, supporting us. They saw us play at
Dive Bar.
Yeah. And I'm so happy that, like, just coincidentally we ended up running into them, because not only do they support us with, you know, exposure, the photos, which are amazing, but they, like, have this raw, like, unadulterated, completely, like, just insane belief in us as a band. And I don't know how or why, but they're always there for us, which is, you know, we wouldn't want to do this with anyone else. And we're looking forward to Punks and 610, dude.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Bruvvy both times is the only band that said yes, and they didn't hear anything about pay, location, time. They just said yes, we're in, no questions asked. No other band's been like that. So
that's so
just
cool.
Goes to show you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a testament to them as people, and you know, it's also, you know, when we are in a scene together like we are, and everyone just works together and cares about each other, then it comes across and everything falls into place so nicely. And that's what I love so much about our scene in general, you know?
Totally.
And that's the spirit of the event.
Yeah, it is the spirit of the event, just to showcase these great bands and, you know, great locations like Laser Wolf, and, you know, the owners of Laser Wolf, Chris and his brother, they're just, you know, beyond cool, and they just kind of gave us carte blanche and said, you know, do what you guys do, and that's awesome. I mean, they kind of like did a lot for us. They set up the food trucks, they set up, you know, the room, they got everything, they're getting everything ready for us. It's an awesome it's going to be an awesome experience, but it's been great so far.
Well, Matthew, Rob, Liz, thank you so much for taking the time with me today to talk about Punks and Picks. Again, it's at Laser Wolf on January 11th, and I can't wait to meet you, Rob.
Oh, listen, likewise. Can't wait to meet you, too.
Take it easy, guys, okay?
All righty.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks.